It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon, Patreon.com, is in Panama City again after his journey to Tapachula, Mexico, to check up on a young Haitian family and their journey from Haiti headed to America. However, we now have details about the arduousness of this journey and how young people, teenagers, did it by themselves, coming from Haiti originally. Michael, a very good day to you in Panama City. Maydacy, her brother Michael, and their mother are now in Tapachula, Mexico, waiting for others because they're all traversing all of Mexico to the Mexican border, Texas or California, we're unsure. Their ambition is New Jersey, where they have contacts to reach. But I'm interested for you to recount the journey from Haiti. Let us begin with the fact that mothers in Chile and fathers in the Dominican Republic, and then Maydacy, 15 or 16 years old, and her brother Michael, 12, on their own, depart Dominican Republic. Where did they go, and why did they go in this particular way to enter South America? Good evening, Michael.
Oh, hello from Panama City. It's great to come on. I love coming on your show. All my readers love it. I am in Panama City, but Maydacy is up in Tapachula with their mother and brother. And how they started was their mother, about 5 years ago, went to Chile, and she got a job. She was working in Chile. And then Maydacy, who is actually Haitian, she was at that point living in Dominican Republic. She then flew
with her brother, with Michael.
A couple of years ago. With her brother. With Michael, who's 12. They flew to Suriname, which is that tiny country on the north part of South America where the language is Dutch, actually. And it's considered the only country in South America that's not actually a Latin country. So anyway, they flew to Suriname, small country, because you don't need visa to fly to Suriname. You don't need a visa to go to Suriname, Brazil, or Ecuador. That's why many start in those three countries. So they flew to Suriname, and they took a bus to Brazil from Suriname. And then they flew to Campo Grande, and then from there they took a bus to Bolivia. And then from Bolivia, they went to Chile, and they crossed the border into Chile. Now, all these were, when they went to Chile, it was an illegal crossing because they couldn't get the paperwork for Chile. She said it was very difficult to get into Chile, but they did it, and she said that it was worth it to get into Chile.
Michael, just a moment now. This is several years have passed here. So these are two young people on their own, traveling alone, by bus and by foot to reach Chile. Were they not stopped? Were they not challenged? Did somebody ask questions about who are you with? How are you doing?
She didn't, Maydacy did not mention any problems at all. And keep in mind, we just interviewed her six times just in Mexico, in Tapachula, and we kept in contact quite a lot and interviewed her a couple times down in Colombia, and she never mentioned any problems at all in Suriname or in Brazil or in Bolivia or in Chile, except getting into Chile. She said getting into Chile was very difficult, but it was worth it because they didn't have the paperwork, so it was an illegal crossing into Chile.
Were they carrying a lot of money? How did they pay for their tickets? Did she give you any details about, I mean, this isn't somebody with a credit card. She's alone with her younger brother, and they're traversing a continent, Michael. You've traversed continents. It takes a while. What resources did they carry with them?
She didn't specifically talk how they paid for it, for instance, if it was credit card or whatever. But her mother was making money down in Chile. I mean, they have iPhones and that sort of thing. And so they're clearly, if you look at, for instance, Medeiros' teeth, you can see them on the interviews, on the video interviews. Her teeth are as good as any that was done by the finest, you know, orthodontist in Hollywood. I mean, she's got like perfect model teeth. You know what I mean? It's like a very, and they're clearly from, they're not a poor family. They do want to go to America and be with their family up there, because Medeiros repeats, and her mother repeated many times, just Haiti is basically hell. I mean, they don't want to be in Haiti, and it's above their, it's, let's say, below their own education levels. You know, Medeiros's aspiration is to get into the United States and become a pediatrician,
right,
because she loves children. She wants to be a flight attendant while she's at it.
All right, we've got her in Chile with mom. Now where? What happens next?
That's when Biden was inaugurated. And as soon as that happened, bang, that was a starting gun. They headed north. And so they then bussed up to Colombia, and that was where we met them, was in Colombia at Nacocli. Was they were preparing to get on a bus to go into a boat. At Nacocli, you get on a boat and then you go across about an hour and a half of choppy water, and you come to a place called Copacabana. And from there, that's where you head off into the Darien Gap. And that's what they did. And they headed off into the Darien Gap, got robbed twice, she said. It was very frightening. She said the group that had guns was actually less frightening than the one without guns, because the ones without guns were less violent. I'm sorry, the ones without guns were more violent. She talked about raping of women, and very horrific, actually. And so many things that happened. For instance, at one point, she went in with two pairs of shoes. She had a pair of flip-flops and a pair of shoes. She lost one of each, so she was wearing a flip-flop on one foot and a shoe on the other. Luckily, they were the right feet. And then her brother lost both of his shoes, so her mother, gave her little brother Michael her shoes, and she only had flip-flops. And it was just that, you know, she talked about seeing drownings and people falling and just being raped and everything under the sun. And then finally made it out to into Bajo Chiquito.
We know what happens after Bajo Chiquito. We know that the Border Patrol then provide bus service to Costa Rica and going north. So the journey from Panama to Tapachula was nowhere near as treacherous as the journey to Panama. We understand that, although there was an incident in Nicaragua. Did you recover what happened in Nicaragua that was scary? Did they have to cross the border illegally into Nicaragua?
All of the border crossings, okay, the border crossing into Panama was illegal, but of course the Panamanians do take them in. And then the border crossing, because they were in what's called the controlled flow program to Costa Rica, that was legal. But after Costa Rica, they're all illegal. For instance, going into Mexico is also illegal, but once you get in, they will let you stay there and do the various paperwork. So all the border crossings at that point were illegal. She did talk about numerous adventures out there. And interestingly, they don't know how to read a map, which is normal. For instance, when Chuck put a map, Chuck Holton, my war correspondent partner that was there during all these interviews and part of them, you know, when he laid out a map, and the mother, who's actually quite intelligent and obviously educated, when looking at the map, and looking at the water, she said, but what's that blue stuff? I mean, this is normal, by the way, for most people around the world can't read maps. And so they made it without the ability to read a map.
They don't need maps, Michael. They got angels. There's no way they survive this without whoever their guardian angels are. I hope they can lease them out, because we're all going to need them at some time in our life. All right. We're going to stay here and say they're in Tapachula, Mexico. They're safe. They're living together. They have resources. They're waiting for other colleagues to join them on their journey north. We believe they're headed to New Jersey. Michael Yan of Patreon.com is following the story of Medeiros, her brother Michael, and their mother as they are part of the Great Migration. We now have the details of how it's done. You fly to Suriname, and then you begin a bus and foot journey all the way to Tapachula, Mexico. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.